Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. How much did God love us? So much that He gave us His Son. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." That is how much He loves you. He gave His Son to die in our place so that all we have to do is believe on Him and we can live forever with Him in heaven. I want to believe today, don't you? Hello, hello. Welcome back. I am glad that you are with me today as we study some more about the story of Peter and John healing the crippled man. We want to get started, but before we start, what do? We always pray. So let's bow our heads and ask Jesus to be with us. Lord, as we stop in our busy day to take some time with You, we pray that You will help us to put the distractions aside and to focus on You. We love You, Lord. Amen. The people were watching as the man who had been crippled all of his life went into the temple. Did he hobble into the temple? No. Did he go on crutches into the temple? No. They had seen this crippled man who had been begging every day by the gate, but now he looked different. What was different? He was walking. He was running. He was jumping. Look at that. He was praising God. Let's read Acts chapter 3, verse 9 and 10. Acts chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. Let's see what that says. Acts is in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. And then we're going to look at chapter 3, and we're going to read verse 9 and verse 10, those two verses. Acts chapter 3, verses 9 and 10.
And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Then they knew that it was he who sat begging alms in the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him.
Were the people like, it's just that man? Or were they filled with wonder and amazement? The Bible says that they were shocked at what had happened. Filled with wonder, they were like, whoa. And then they were filled with amazement. Can you believe what you just saw? Can you believe it? Wow. It didn't take long for a crowd to gather. Have you ever seen crowds gather? Maybe at like a state fair or a county fair or maybe in a store. There is something in the United States called Black Friday. And it's not because it's evil or it's wicked. Like, that's not where the name came from. It's because stores that weren't doing very good have a huge, great big sale, and then all of a sudden, they're in the black. That means that they are not in the red anymore. They don't owe money anymore. Now they have some extra coming in. They have some extra profit. They're in the black. That's where the name came from. And Black Friday in the United States is known as a Friday where everything goes on sale. Everything is marked down. So if you want a big screen TV and let's say that it costs $800, well, with Black Friday, it might only be $500. So Black Friday is a day when all the stores put all of their stuff on sale to try to sell it and get people into their store. Well, when this happens, crowds gather. They're like, oh, let's go shopping. I even did it one day. I waited in line at a certain store at 4 o'clock in the morning. Now, this is back when I was in college and I had nothing better to do than to go stand in line at a store in the wee hours of the morning to try to buy something that I really didn't need anyway. But that is beside the point. These crowds would gather around because there's something interesting going on. Something is happening. There's another store where they give out food samples, especially around lunchtime. So you try it and you're like, ooh, I want that. And then you go and you buy it. At least that's the goal. When there's those free food samples, people gather around. They're like, ooh, what's going on? Oh, look at that crowd. Well, that's what was happening here in the temple. There were people gathering around seeing what had just happened. This man had been healed. The man was so thankful. He didn't want to let go of Peter and John. They had just given him his life back. Look at verse 11.
Now as the lame man who was healed held on to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the porch, which is called Solomon's, greatly amazed.
He held on to Peter and John. All the people were greatly amazed. Now, Peter, being a preacher and sharing God's special message with everyone, saw this as the perfect opportunity. Ding, 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 ding. Wait, I can share Jesus with others. He looked around and he saw all these people gathered around, that he was the center of attention. And then he realized something. Uh-oh, they think that I did it. Peter used this opportunity to set the record straight, to make sure that everyone understood that it wasn't him that had healed this man, but it was God, and that God wanted to heal each and every person there that day. He wanted to heal them from their sins. Peter saw that the people thought that he and John had done the miracle. So he used this opportunity to tell the people that the man hadn't been healed by any power that they had. He said that it was Jesus who had healed the crippled man. Look at verse 12.
So when Peter saw it, he responded to the people, "Men of Israel, why do you marvel at this, or why look so intently at us, as though by our own power or godliness we had made this man walk?"
He's responding to the people. That means he's interacting. He's seen what's happening, and he has a response. He has something to say about what's going on. "Don't look at John and me as if we had healed this crippled man," Peter told the people. "We don't have power to do that." Do you see that in verse 12? Then Peter uses this opportunity right then and there to preach another sermon. He said that God had sent Jesus to our world, but the people had refused to believe that Jesus was the great Messiah. They had even chosen to save the life of Barabbas, who was a wicked thief and a murderer, instead of choosing Jesus. They had actually crucified their Messiah. But Peter told them that God had raised Jesus from the dead, and it was that power of Jesus that the crippled man had been healed. We're going to read verses 13, 14, 15, and 16. Acts chapter 3, verses 13, 14, 15, and 16. Here's what that says.
"The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the just and asked for a murder to be granted to you and killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, of which his name, through faith in his name, has made his man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all.
Peter set the record straight. It was not me who healed this man. It was Jesus. Jesus. Do you think it would have been easy to let the people think that the power to heal the crippled man came from Peter and John? It could have been. But why did they not want those people to believe that it was them? Why did they set the record straight? Why did they get it all cleared up? Because they wanted them to know that Jesus is God. He is the powerful one. He is the one who is the creator and the healer and the great physician, and he is the one who wants them to turn to him. Aren't you glad that Jesus is there for you? Jesus wants you to turn to him, boys and girls. He wants you to rely on him, to trust in him, to follow him. Do you want to follow Jesus today, like Peter and John? Do you want the Holy Spirit to fill you and give you the power to say no to wrong, to say no to Satan, and yes to him? I do. So let's pray and ask him. Lord, we want to give you our hearts today. We want to give you our bodies. We want to give you our souls. We want you to take us and use us as instruments, as tools in your hand to help others learn about you. Just like Peter and John were a tool used by you, we want to be used by you today. We give you our hearts. Take them and use them. In Jesus' name, amen. We have our memory verse song. It's been a fun one, hasn't it? I enjoy listening to these memory verse songs. Let's continue learning this one together.
James 5:15.
The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.